Hello, Zimbabwe. Welcome to Live Talk. We are coming to you live from Studio 7 at the Voice of America in Washington. I'm your host, Gibbs Dube. Tonight on Live Talk, we are talking about the festive season as Zimbabweans return home for Christmas holidays. But first, let's take a look at what is happening in other parts of the world. Urban food security is a growing problem as populations swell in cities around the world. In Nairobi, urban farming technology is being used to ease the food shortage problem. Juma Changanya reports from Nairobi.
At the Mamalusi Kibaki Hostel in Nairobi's Eastland suburbs, Gregory Kimani is tending crops at City Shamba, or City Farm, an organic urban farming initiative. Its goal is to increase food production in urban areas to fight hunger and malnutrition. Kimani says he wants to promote agriculture in urban areas, and his initiative is providing resource and information centers to help do that.
We are sensitizing urban communities. We are sensitizing individuals who have households, who have a space as little as a balcony, that you can have a small vertical garden and you can produce food. This is going to cushion your family and yourself from the adverse economic effects of buying food.
More than half of the world's population lives in cities today, a trend that is projected to continue to 70% by 2050, according to World Bank data. The World Bank says Nairobi's population has increased to more than 4 million people, and the UN's Food and Agriculture Organization says that expansion has fueled development that now takes up most of the space once used for farming. City Shamba is using urban farming technology to maximize the space that is left. The initiative trains residents and partners with schools to give students hands-on experience in agriculture, a key subject in Kenya's new competency-based curriculum.
We have different technologies whereby we have fish farming, hydroponic, aquaponic, poultry farming, and also we also have black soldier flies.
The flies are useful for breaking down organic waste and making animal feed. Charlotte Shangirwa is a city medic. She has adopted an urban farming method that allows her to grow 6 different vegetables at the same time.
You don't need a lot of space. You don't need actually extra manure or extra land. So they grow at the same time. You get the harvest and they regrow. It's very, I think it's the best decision I've made this year, basically, in terms of food.
As African cities continue to develop, City Shamba's Kimani says he hopes to see them remain green.
My vision is to see that every building in this great city of Nairobi and other cities in Africa, they are very green, very lush, and through that we are able to fight climate change, make our cities sustainable, and also feed the growing population.
City Shamba was one of the places visited by Britain's King Charles III during his November visit to Kenya. Kimani says the sustainability of this model of urban farming lies in the recycling, reusing, and reducing materials used, leaving no room for waste. Juma Majanga, VOA News, Nairobi.
In other news, ZANU-PF activist Pius Chamba, who was arrested in June last year on allegations of murdering opposition Citizens Coalition for Change activist Mo Blessing Ali, and was found guilty by the High Court, was today sentenced to 30 years in prison. Ali's mutilated remains were found in a disused well in rural Nyatsime. His death sparked violent clashes between ZANU-PF and CCC supporters, and the subsequent arrest of senior CCC officials and their lawyer, Job Sikala, who has spent 1.5 years in remand prison for allegedly inciting violence. Ali's remains are at Chitungwiza General Hospital mortuary. Still in Zimbabwe, cyclist Mele Ndlovu and his colleague Ronald Dube, who left mid-run South Africa on Monday, have arrived in Bulawayo after traveling 865 kilometers to raise awareness on drug and substance abuse currently ravaging some Zimbabwean communities. This is Ndlovu's second trip in 2 years. He speaks to Ezra Chisa Spanda about his trip.
sesilapha ke saludi lesigodi semashbinding lapha nangumeli lapha ke meli sesikumisile lapha njalo uthofu unjani
hayi yaphila unjani
ye kunjani bekunjani ke kusuka khona le mzansi uzofika la
hayi bekunzima kakhulu imilenze liyayisavuma uzokhithimela ukuthi ngihlenye ephumula ukhathalayo kungibulele impela imilenze liyayayivuma
imilenze yayisavuma
ayisavuma
usuke nini
Ngisuke ngemanje ngavula ekuseni ngo-7
ya ekuseni bekunjani unyaka ophelele wawuhamba amalobolongo amabhasi lepontshi amathaya khathesi bekunjani
hayi okwalo nyaka angizange ngahlangabezana lenkinga yokupontsha kwamabhasikili
ya
kodwa ngike ngathola iphodulu eyiye emvulelezi emnyami
usuku nobantu khonapo
bengisuke nginophesimo mosundi lo-Roland
bangamanje
u-Roland uke ukhona upresimo usuke wasesuka le problemu lapha emesina wasesithi ucela ukuthi athole i-taxi ezomthatha emesina imlethe lapho kobulawayo okwamanje ithe lapha kobulawayo
lapha kutshele ke abantu ukuthi kungani lo nyaka ubukhankasa bukhankaselani kakhulu
lonyaka bengikhankasa ngikhankasa ukuthi abantu beyehlise izidakamizwa abantu abathengisa izidakamizwa bebulala ingqondo zabantwana besikolweni ama-teenagers so sithi phansi nezidakamizwa no to drugs so sicula ingoma sihlabela ingoma sonke sithi ama-drugs iphansi asifuni ma-drugs
Ohamba ukudla kumele udle into ezinjani nxa usidla kumele udle amabhanana lawa
kumele udle amabhanana labo peanut butter udle izinto ezingenamafutha izinto ezizokunikeza i-energy because lapha kufuneka i-energy lapha emabhasikilini ma ungena-energy hayi sizohlangabezana nenkinga
uthuthu uzohlangabezana nenkinga yikho-ke sutshovile ke isikhathi osithetheyo esekomnyaka ophele sabasifitshane lo nyaka utheni sabaside ungani kwenziwe kuyini
lo nyaka yikho esibesifitshane for last year ngaba le nkinga e-border gate okwamanje okusibambezeleyo yikuthi besesilinde upresmo musundi because besisayikha eziyigroup so kuba nzima ukuthi simchiye naye eyedwa
abantu endleleni labe kunjani webesithini
abantu endleleni kubajabulise kakhulu ngithe ngifika lapha egwanda ngathola benze ibhodi lapha ngase ngifika la se-Piet Bridge bamphathe kahle kakhulu ngoba ngifike ngaphumula lapha ngageza ngadla ebagomo restaurant
That was Ezra Jesus Banda speaking to Meli Ndlovu who cycled from Midrand, South Africa to Bulawayo with Roland Dube to raise awareness about the dangers of drug and substance abuse. Please stay tuned as we take a very brief break.
In times of change, when the world seems uncertain, and what we hear doesn't reflect what we see, we seek the truth. When we are told only part of the story, we lose trust. In moments of crisis, our dreams, hopes, and wishes for a better tomorrow depend on a free press. At Voice of America, we bring you the stories that people take risks to see. We connect the world and unite it with truth. At Voice of America, we show you the whole picture.
For those that have just joined us, please note that we are streaming live on our Facebook pages, VOA Shona, VOA Studio 7, and VOA Ndebele. We are also live on YouTube, VOA Zimbabwe. Today, we are talking to Zimbabweans about the festive season. To discuss this issue, we are joined on the phone by Ms. Victress Matutu of Zim Imbogoto and Mr. Bongani Mkwananzi, spokesperson of the Zimbabwe community in South Africa. Welcome to the show, ladies and gentlemen. Right, let's start with you, Ms. Matutu. Yes, let's start with you. So we know that you are preparing for the festive season. How are the preparations going? Miss Matutu?
Hello?
Yeah. Can you hear us?
Yeah, I can hear you now.
Yes, you are preparing for the festive season like everybody else. So how are the preparations for this year's Christmas holidays?
First, I'd like to greet everyone. This is a festive season. Almost everyone is preparing to go, especially Zimbabweans from South Africa. We are preparing to go from South Africa to Zimbabwe. I'm also one of them, although I'm still in South Africa, but I'll be leaving South Africa for Zimbabwe very soon, which means on the Christmas Day itself, I'll be in Zimbabwe. That's, I'm looking forward to being in Zimbabwe. Maybe in the end of the week, I'll be there. So the preparations are going very well. Although, you know, some of us are still working, we are looking forward to close maybe on Friday, very Friday.
Yeah, when we are in Zimbabwe, how are you? Uzawenza lo nyaka?
Yeah, ngiyahamba. Ngiyahamba ngithi isikhathi sesimizi sisikhathi kakhulu ukuthi isikhathi semuli, isikhathi sefemili. Ngizoba ngingefemili ngikhisimuthi kodwa njengomuntu ohlala nje ebhizi emasasa nezinto ezinye engizenzayo phandle nenhlangano engiyayo masizoba khona ngikhisimuthi masiqeda kuba nezihlobo. Kumele siye kwenza eplumtree esikole umthwalo sezilila secondary njengenhlangano yebhizinimbe kodwa sizobe sikhona ngale mhlaka 29 December. Ngenza nje kokuqedile udlala ikhisimuthi yasesizeya eplumtree.
Ye, siyakuzwa kakhulu. Sicela ukuthi ubambe khonapho siye kumnumzana uBongani Mkhwananzi. Mr. Mkhwananzi, welcome to the show, sir.
Thanks to and thanks to the listeners.
Yeah, now there are preparations for the festive season. I can say already is just a few days before Christmas. So what's going on?
If I was to speak as a spokesperson for the people of Zimbabwe in South Africa, it's a bit not easy because of the whole documentation issue. We have had a lot of people making inquiries as to their travel logistics in terms of documents at the border with the newly introduced extension to the special permits and people asking if they can use their waiver receipts to cross the border. There's been a bit of a lot for the Zimbabweans in general, including the economy, which has left a lot of people with less buying power, while goods have drastically, the prices have risen drastically. So I'm not seeing any fun and festivity as one would normally see during this time, but people are preparing to go home, and we've had a lot of people wish to want to go home.
Normally, there are some accidents that happen, many of them during the festive season. So are people being careful these days, and do you have any message for Zimbabweans on that?
Well, the message would obviously be vigilant, rest, don't drink and drive. But the most important part is to rest. We are hoping that people are being more careful. But the continuity of all these accidents just shows us that there is a bit of recklessness in driving and in consideration. Recently, there was a video trending of bus drivers racing, you know, doing around 160 km per hour, and you would wonder why people keep quiet when such drivers for public transport in particular do that for them. But then we are glad that from what we are understanding, the South African road agencies and police are really going to be manning roadblocks for drink driving and similar issues that can cause accidents. But we encourage our people to be vigilant.
Yes, we can hear you there. Let's go back to Ms. Victor Matutu. So, sibonile ke khathesi kumbe ngobe kanje ukuthi ngesikhathi lesiyakwazi ukuthi abantwana besikolo abanye labazali bathatha izidakamizwa lokunye okutshiyeneyo. Sibonile njalo ke uMeli Ndlovu esuka khona ngalo Roland Dube kule South Africa bechoba intshelelezane bafike khona manje koBulawayo. So khonokho ke akusoze kwenza ukuthi abantu ke balimuke ukuthi hayi kulezidakamizwa ngcono baziyekele, kumbe vele sikhuluma nje abantu badakwa kuze kuse.
Angibonge ukuthi okokuqala sisacela ukuthi sitshayele izandla umuntu labanye bakhe esibabone bephika lapha e-South Africa kwaBulawayo. Ngikhankasa ngokuthi ngixwayisa abantu ngobubi bezidakamizwa nokuqakatheka kokuthi abantu bayekele ukusebenzisa izidakamizwa. Siyabonga kakhulu. Ngesikhathi lapho abantu bejabula khona bize beqe bajabula abantu abaningi abantu badala ukuthi nxa bejabula bazijabulisa ngokusebenzisa izinto ezidakayo, izinto ezifana lobotshwala, izinto ezifana lama-drugs. Abantu bajabula ngendlela ezijiyeleyo, kodwa isikhathi esiningi esikubona abantu abaningi bajabula ngakho ukudakwa khona lokhu esikwaziyo ukuthi ngalesi sikhathi sesesizini buzabe lunokudaka okuningi kakhulu okuntu obusuka futhi bubangele izingozi zibangele lesinye isikhathi ukuya kwabantu, bubangele ukuthi abantu bale ukuthi abantu sebeconselana, abantu besengani befukwa yikho ukuthi ngoba badakiwe. So intoeli sibona kusenza ngesikhathi esihle kakhulu ekuthomba ukuthi abantu ngoba kule bantu abasemaphansi bahambe uma ngongaka bezame ukuqwashisa abantu ngendaba leyo. Abantu bazomthatha serious, bazomthatha labo serious ngendlela labo abantu abamthatha serious ngakhona ukuthi singabe xwayiswa ngokuthi akuyekele izidakamizwa ikakhulu abaintsha. Izidakamizwa bakithi zisicedele intsha kukube zisesithithizini kanje kuningi okuzokwenzeka kubangelwa ukusetshenziswa kwezidakamizwa zisetshenziswa kakhulu yintsha kuningi okuthi ngoba bane abanye bezezibhedlela abanye ngamajele lokhu lanto esisebenza izidakamizwa. So siyaxwayisa kuhlambisala angayo
ukuthi ye siyabonga kakhulu ke le number yakho ngazani bisiphuma mbijana kolampo-ke esikwenzayo. So for those that have just joined us tonight on Studio 7 Live Talk, we are talking about the festive season, and it comes at a time when two cyclists traveled over 860 kilometers from South Africa to Zimbabwe, and that is specifically Bulawayo. So they are creating awareness on drug and substance abuse. So here we are talking about Meli Ndlovu and Roland Dube. So now, what's your take on these two gentlemen, Mr. Mkwananzi? You know, they've traveled so long, you know,
it's
a very long distance.
These gentlemen are doing a very wonderful job. To do such an awareness campaign, doing it with such a lot of effort, it should really cut deep to all our hearts to say, look, where is society going? What is the moral fabric of society? It should encourage better parenting. It should encourage responsibility among the youth. We see a lot of moral decay in our society where people's upbringings are not reflecting the values of the usual society that we would have grown up in, where these things were foreign things, where we never knew of such things as drug abuse. It was stories that we would hear from a very long distance away. So we really hope everyone sees this awareness campaign and supports it, and also see community leaders doing a little bit more to open opportunities such that these young people have a lot of other things to do than resort to drugs. But at the same time, tell them also, we direct this message to the young people who take drugs, that it cannot be the effort of the community leaders or parents that they should not take drugs, because this is a voluntary thing that someone does until then they are now addicted to a point of no return. So they should actually take care of their own portion of responsibility and do the correct thing and not take drugs. So not to drugs, not to substance abuse. And we've seen the problems that come with these, the use of drugs and the abuse of drugs.
Now, if we have to be honest here, Mr. Mkwananzi, is it possible for parents to control children during the festive season to say, okay, don't do this, don't do that, and you know how sneaky kids are, you know? Is it possible to control them and for them not to take drugs and all this? How best can parents work around this issue?
It is very easy to control if we retain the value system of Ubuntu, of our society, where everyone is a parent to every child. Then no matter how sneaky they are, there's going to be a parent somewhere. We have to return to those values, because now this idea that when I find a group of young people doing whatever at a corner, I just pass by, and we have adopted this selfish attitude that it is none of my business and I mind my own business. But my business is also the community to mind it as a parent as well, to say, you should not be doing that, and I will report you also to your parents. And those parents should also take responsibility. So even as we were growing up, we would do sneaky stuff, but the surface system to do this was very limited. And parents should continue to limit that surface area. You cannot just let kids loose and expect that they will take care of themselves alone. Kids, in their nature, they need supervision.
So what is your suggestion, you know, in terms of controlling the intake of drugs? You know, we've got this Njengu, we've got Motoriro and others. What's the best way out here?
Look, the true reality is that communities know who sells these things. Those people should not belong in the community. It's as simple as basic as saying, if we are concerned that there is a drug problem, it will not be very hard for us to figure out who is selling those drugs. Those people should not be in our communities. And also, while this may sound harsh, but when I was growing up much younger, you would be an embarrassment to society, and so such value systems really need to be retained at our homes. So the suggestion is parenting must return. I think a lot of people are now doing remote parenting, being absent from their kids. I do understand that people have had to go to the diaspora and kids are self-monitoring, but the occasional glimpses over your shoulder to say, what are they doing? And the people who are left in the community who have not gone to the diaspora must take collective parenting duties, as would have been in our normal society and people when they go to school.
Thank you very much, and stay on the line. So we've got Mr. Jacobe Ndlovu. He's saying, please call me right now. And we've got Mr. Tafatwa Matsiane. He says, call right now. And engineer Wilts, they are waiting for us to call them. So we are going to try by all means to call them so that they can join the show. So we are told that there is so much congestion at the South Africa-Zimbabwe border, to the extent that some people are spending almost 24 hours, you know, queuing there, especially those with motor vehicles. So they are saying the situation is very bad there. We're told also that there's congestion along the, Ramakwebana, Plumtree Porter Post. So maybe Zimbabweans are flocking in large numbers to their country during the festive season. Let's go back to Ms. Matutu. Matutu is okutake utropile la pekuwen. So as examining Amakola Zetu, since we are in Otavaloru, Studio 7, Kunapa. Yes, so let's try to get one or two callers, since we are going to City. So, guys, we are going to be callers. So, I want to talk about the callers in Porta Lapa, because we are going to be in Silungo. What's your solution to this, you know, perennial problem? Every time there's congestion at the Porta Post. So, how best can this be taken?
Look, except a change of the management of the water system in the country at large, we will always have this problem. Yes, there is an influx. Yes, it's always every year. Surely, if you are a competent manager, you would understand that people are coming, you would increase the numbers at the border, you will know which is the busiest border post. This is not rocket science, it's not difficult, but it is an incompetence that is now inherent in public governance and management of public systems. And it's creeping into the South African society as well, where public management is, people do that as if it's a favor to the travelers. I've had a few clashes actually at the border with management there, where you are given such crass attitude, and people think really because they are officials, they are the boss, then forget that the taxpayer is the boss. They would actually want you to jump up and down and do their bidding instead of just following simple rules. The border, though, has improved a bit on the Zimbabwe side in particular. There's quite a lot of improvements, but in terms of systems, one notices that at times, and then this issue where they belittle people, so there is no rush to them. You are there, you are their subject in a sense. That must simply stop. This is just a mere matter of competence and understanding the flow of people, and this is repetitive every year. Surely we should now have them mastering this simple administrative task.
Now, in terms of accidents, there are so many of them. How can people, of course, accidents are accidents, but is beer not playing a role there?
You say who is not, what?
Yeah, I mean, in terms of accidents, there are so many during the festive season. So I guess maybe beer or alcohol is contributing to that. Am I right there?
Oh. Look, I wouldn't say necessarily it's only that. Accidents are caused by a lot of factors, but that can also be a factor. And it takes individual responsibility to have collective outcomes on the road. So people should refrain from drinking and driving. But also, on our side, on the Zimbabwe side, one cannot neglect the state of our roads. It's quite terrible, the state of our roads there. And that also needs to be looked at. But we do see that there is a tendency for some people on during this exciting period to neglect to be careful.
Thank you, Mr. Mkwananzi, for joining us today on Livestock, and we value your contributions. What is your last message?
The last message is enjoy the Christmas holidays. Unfortunately, I must say this after hearing the death of Eric Moyo, that life is quite very short, and people must really go to their families, see them, love them, as if it's the last moment. But take care of yourselves, be responsible, fix your documents. People, this coming year is election year in South Africa. Things are going to get very hectic. And to those from our community who do crimes here in South Africa, please refrain from that. It is giving us a bad and an embarrassing name. So there's a lot of issues out of sight.
Thank you very much, Mr. Mkwananzi. We also thank Mr. Victor Matutu. And that brings us to the end of our show. Signing off in Washington, I am Kip Stube.